Now, well, it ended last week. It began and ended. The California Economic Summit for the first time took place in Santa Rosa, and he is the co-chair of that. Also, he's the assistant director of Sonoma County Department of Human Services. Oscar Chavez is here. Good morning, Oscar.
Good morning, Pat. Thank you for having me back.
I'm happy to have you back. We wanted to revisit the Economic Summit and find out, bottom line, at the end of it, what was accomplished?
Well, I think, first of all, we had a great event. We had over 516 people come to Sonoma County to learn about what we can do to really make our state more resilient. And really, the bottom line is, how can we elevate and renew the California dream? When I visited you last week, we talked about the fact that California, while it's the fifth largest economy, we still have enormous poverty and a large number of people working low-wage jobs. So this was really a commitment to make sure that we can do better by our workforce and by future generations.
Did you find a camaraderie on the issues, by and large, throughout the various portions of California that were represented?
We did. And, you know, one of the great things about this group is that it really is a cross-section of California. You've got business leaders, you've got elected officials, nonprofit organizations really coming together, not only focusing on issues important to, you know, urban communities, but also to rural communities. We're concerned about the environment. So as we think about, you know, building housing, it's important to talk about, you know, where should we be placing those houses? What kind of housing do we need? As well as a recognition that, you know, the very nature of work is changing, and we have to prepare workers for that changing workforce. We have a lot of people entering the gig economy. We actually have a lot of displaced workers who can't access education. So, for example, the community colleges, they're creating an online college to be able to increase access for those 2.5 million Californians who, for a variety of reasons, aren't able to go to community college. So there's a lot of potential in terms of what we can look for towards the future to help close that income gap and actually provide for greater mobility and opportunity for Californians who are struggling today.
And Oscar, what was the significance of holding the Economic Summit here in Santa Rosa?
Well, the biggest and perhaps most important issue was to focus on resiliency. And we talked about the fact that we are so vulnerable to natural disasters, and the fires have taught us enormous lessons, and the need to really think about, how do we organize before a disaster, and what can we learn from those communities that have already gone through these disasters to inform other communities. So we know that the climate change is here with us. We have extreme weather, and we as a state have to think about not only how we can be resilient, and by that I mean, it's not just about, you know, how we bounce back to where we were, but how do we go beyond that and then sustain it?
Yeah.
So that, you know, if there's a future shock, whether it's natural or man-made, then we as communities can weather those over time.
Very good. It sounds like a productive couple of days in Sonoma County, that is for sure. And I know, Oscar, one of the goals of the Economic Summit, as you explained to us last week, was to make sure that California's economy was much more inclusive. And you talked a little bit about kind of the haves and have-nots. But what's the consensus about how to bridge that gap?
Well, I think the consensus there is clear, is that having an inclusive California is not just good for our state, but it's good for everybody. When we have more people that are earning more money, that have more disposable income, that have more affordable housing, that really makes California stronger. So the consensus is, we've got to invest more in skilling our workers. We have to invest more in education, starting from as early as possible, and that we've got to make housing more affordable for particularly our working Californians who today can't afford rent, can't even afford to pay rent, much less be able to purchase a home. So there is tremendous momentum, and there's a real recognition that To get to those solutions, we've got to work better together. We have to make greater investments if we want to achieve that kind of prosperity. And there is one other feature that I think is worth noting here, is that we need new ways of measuring mobility. So at the summit, we released something called the California Dream Index, which will be a set of indicators to track how the state is doing relative to increasing mobility and opportunity, and we will be able to look at how that is, how we're doing that over time. We've never had anything like that. We have measures around GDP, but those don't really tell us how people are doing. So
right.
I think overall, this was a great success, and everything that was learned here will be taken to the next summit, which will be hosted in Fresno next year.
In Fresno. Okay, so were there any issues that were raised during the summit, Oscar, that were surprising to you about California?
These issues we've been talking about for a long time. I think if anything that was raised was really the hopefulness of what we can do when we work better together. There's new resources. Prop 1 is going to provide some new resources to help with our housing. New legislation was introduced with a real commitment to end extreme child poverty within the next 3 years. I think those are the right kinds of things for our state to be doing and rallying our community. I mean, we're California. We should not be having extreme child poverty. And that was really the theme, is that, we got to go back and rebuild this attitude that we can actually get things done by working together in a very nonpartisan, inclusive way. We are going to, lead by example, not just in our regions, but throughout the state and hopefully throughout the nation.
Yeah, it's always good to have somebody set the bar, and we appreciate those times when we're able to be that entity moving forward. And so obviously the issues are many throughout the state of California. And would you consider this a very positive outcome as a result of the two-day summit?
I think it's a positive outcome. Locally, it provided an opportunity to engage more broadly, not only between city and county, but we got to hear from other county officials in neighboring counties about their commitments and how we should be working better together, specifically around issues related to transportation, climate change, housing, workforce education. We can no longer afford to stay within our jurisdictional boundaries of city, county, that these issues are much too large, much too complex, and we have to take a regional approach to solving these vexing issues that have plagued our region and our communities for a very long time. So if there is a parting message, the message is that, we've got to operate at a regional level, and we've got to work better together to solve these issues. The future generation just depends on our ability to get it done and actually to really move forward with a serious sense of urgency.
Very good. We appreciate the overview, Oscar. Thanks so much for being with us. And here we go, looking forward to next year.
Great. Thank you so much, Pat. You have a good day.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving week to you. That is Oscar Chavez, one of the co-chairs for the California Economic Summit that took place Thursday and Friday right here in Santa Rosa.